Good morning. We continue with our study of Shara Bitachon in the Sefer, this wonderful Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. And in this, the fifth chapter of Shara Bitachon, we have been studying the differences between a Baal Bitachon, someone who has Bitachon, and someone who does not. So today we will finish the list, the sixth and the seventh differences between somebody who's involved in Nishtadlus as a Baal Bitachon and somebody who does not. So the sixth of the list says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says that Bitachon allows a certain outlook on Me'ed Adam L'Chaveiro. Believe it or not, when you believe in the fact that there is a Bitachon and you understand that you can trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the center of Bitachon to be able to get things going up and on, onward and upward with you, so Bitachon allows a certain outlook on those Bein Adam L'Chaveiro practices. And so you wind up turning around and walking through the process not afraid of other people's successes, and not afraid of turning to other people and seeing them as competition sources. Rather, quite the opposite. What you wind up doing is you wind up saying, great, whatever happens to the other person is great. And I understand that I don't have a need to be jealous of the other person when the other person seems to be doing better at life. And the reason for that is that's his will. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to have that person in that position. Maybe that's why Kenaso from Tarba Chachma. Maybe that's one of the reasons why when Talmidei Chachamim have Kena, there's only the positive aspects in that it serves as a drive for each person to raise his or her own potential. But because there's no Kena, I have my Chelek in Torah and you have your Chelek in Torah, as opposed to the Almighty Dollar when I am working for myself and I have what I have and you have something that's like newer and cooler, etc. Now all of a sudden the jealousy is there. It's funny, you know, the markets work that way. Very often I look at the newest cell phones and I think to myself, you know, the newer cell phone is the same thing as the old cell phone. Remember the iPhone 10? It was such a big deal when they rolled it out on the market, but then when it came to, it was not the greatest thing in the world. In fact, it was quite a big mess within the process. It was really totally built on the principle of Kina, the principle of the understanding that people just want what somebody else has. And it's more than that. Ramatzio Salomon adds in over here, they think that they're entitled to it more than the other person is. So a person who has Bitachon is happy to have what he or she has and understands that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other person who is Mishtadel, who puts it through efforts in life, doesn't work that way. That person doesn't have friends because everyone is his or her enemy, keeping him or her from dominating the world. And that causes a tremendous amount of distance and separation within the world. Take a look at what's going on in the world right now. When we look out, we see people just going around and rioting. It's more than just mayhem. It's theft. And the basis for the argument, magiali, that I'm entitled to it because there were once upon a time in history, there was an injustice that was done. So therefore, by definition, the stores have stuff that's mine, and I should be allowed to take it. That's a crazy way of living, and it causes a tremendous amount of distance in the world. We need to live differently. And one of the ways we might do so, one of the tests we might do so, is to look and hear good news for somebody else, or to see something that somebody else got, and to totally put yourself into the other person's simcha. Not to put yourself into the shoes of the other person, to turn around and enjoy for the other person, knowing full well HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings each person what he or she needs and perhaps sometimes will benefit from beyond. And if we can put that into our heads, we're going to go far. The last of the list is also like that. When a person is a Baal Bitachon and engages in Hishtadlus, such a person doesn't have too much anxiety. But the person who totally believes in the process of Hishtadlus and does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, so then the person walks through life with a tremendous amount of anxiety because there's no opportunity for security, right? That doesn't mean you can walk around in life being Pollyannish. Don't go play in traffic because knowing full well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. You can't be a fool. But there is a certain understanding that we have to be mishtadel. We have to tit some mishtadlus in. But a person who is a Baal Bitachon, he or she functions on a different track. The person works around saying, "Al tatzir tzaras machar." I put in my effort. I should take care of what I took care of today. And I can't worry about tomorrow. Machar yavo v'inanu v'nimsa mitzdar al olam sheino shulcha. A person has to go through life with a certain understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of these things, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things available. And if we carry that with us onward, upward, and forward, we will grow within that process. So, when we think about yelling and screaming, where am I going to get my next slice of bread? What's going to happen to us? Maybe that's the best time for us to be able to say, look, I'm going to do my piece. I'm going to look for my next job. I'm going to look for my next opportunity, the new client, whatever the case may be. I'm going to work a little bit harder at my job, but to understand that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, especially when the economy is in its strange position. If we turn around and realize sometimes the same challenge of anxiety is also the same challenge of opportunity, the same energy that a person feels, when the person feels that energy, that adrenal burst that causes anxiety is also the adrenal burst that comes forth when a person has to make a big step and run forward. If we put those things in our lives forward, we will certainly continue to use bitachon to make every day a great day. Have a wonderful day.